It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medication to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, and thank you for joining me today for this edition of Senior Talk. Today, we're discussing foot care. Many people's feet take quite a beating just through day-to-day living, walking on hard surfaces, improperly fitting shoes, etc. And then there are conditions and diseases that impact the foot. It is very important to take care of your feet, especially as you age, but that's not always easy for a variety of reasons. And some people have just ignored their feet for years. My guest is Heather Fogg. She is a registered nurse and a certified foot care specialist. She owns Fundamental Foot Care that has several locations around the state. Heather's going to discuss how you can better care for your feet and what she can do to help you do that. Hi, Heather. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Carol.
Well, I'm really excited about it because I understand how important foot care is. My mother had polio as a child and her feet were affected. And I myself am fairly clumsy and have broken through the years several toes. So I know that foot care is critical, not just for the pain of foot care, but it impacts everything, balance, all of it. Sure. So you're a nurse and a foot care specialist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What started you down the foot care road? What made you want to focus on that?
So I was a staff nurse at Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center on the medical surgical unit. And I was often caring for people that were there for amputations or vascular surgeries. We also had many people that had uncontrolled diabetes or infections from wounds that were created that they hadn't been able to feel on their feet. So they were admitted for IV therapy. And it started me thinking, why aren't we doing anything to prevent this or to help these folks? And I started researching and found that it was actually easier to find somebody to trim our pets' toenails, easier than finding somebody to trim our loved ones' toenails. And that started a passion in me to find out how we could bring this care to our senior population.
Do you think it's just an oversight that feet aren't being looked at because there are other issues that are happening, or people just don't understand that foot care is quite critical?
I think it's a combination of both. I think that people don't realize how critical it is until sometimes it's too late. They don't realize as they get older and maybe lose their flexibility or are a little thicker around the middle or can't see as well, that they can no longer easily reach their feet to cut them, to cut their toenails. And furthermore, a lot of times nails change and they get thicker. So the traditional clippers just are inadequate. And the other side of it is feet have been ignored, even by the medical community. And this is why I really latched on to the cause, because I saw a niche that needed to be taken care of.
So you started Fundamental Foot Care. What services do you provide and where are you located?
So we started out as a mobile service in the Bangor area, greater Bangor area, and then trying to build the business, I went most everywhere, as far away as Augusta, down east, Ellsworth, Blue Hill, Bar Harbor, up to Dover. And so as we grew, I've added nurses in the Blue Hill area, Bar Harbor, Ellsworth. I have a nurse now in the Portland area, a nurse in the Dover-Foxcroft area, and in another month or so, I'm going to be opening a brick and mortar clinic in Hamden on Main Road North, 735 Main Road North in Hamden.
That's terrific. That's a lot of options for someone who may need your services. And you also do in-home, but you do long-term care facilities also, yeah. Correct?
Yes, we do. Now, it is on a case where the family contacts us and we go in to see the patients. Some of the facilities have gotten more involved and asked us to do the care, but it still is the patients and their family members or POA's responsibility for payment, because we are unable to bill insurance. As registered nurses, we are not considered providers according to the insurance guidelines. And so, but on the flip side, we are able to provide more thorough care and take more time. So not only do we go into the nursing homes, long-term care facilities, we also have a contract with Northern Light, Eastern Maine Medical Center. We have a contract with Dorothea Dix Psychiatric Center and go there on a regular basis. But we also do still go to private homes. So whoever may need our services, I really recommend and encourage people to give us a call.
So this is all private pay for it you is. At this point. Okay, yes. Great. Mm-hmm. Totally worth it. If anyone who has foot issues could testify, services like this are critically important to someone's well-being. There's nothing like, I think, foot pain and a toothache are the two worst things you can do.
I completely agree. So important to the overall care of a person.
What are some of the most common problems that you see with older adults?
Sure. Aside from the fact that, you know, they may have declining eyesight or loss of flexibility, their feet and their lower legs tend to get very dry. They're not drinking as much water. They're not putting moisturizing lotion on. And why this is so important is because if the skin is not moisturized and it cracks, that's a port for infection to get in. Another very common situation we see is fungal toenails. The thickened yellow toenails, not only can they be painful in your shoe, they're very difficult to trim. And if you do it or try to do it with traditional clippers, they're just not sufficient and it becomes an unsafe situation. People have calluses or corns from rubbing of improperly fitting shoes. A lot of people wear slip-on shoes, which I understand they're easier because people can't bend over, but they are a fall risk and slip back and forth on your feet. And then, of course, people have difficulty bending over and drying in between their toes after bathing. And when the moisture is held there in between the toes, that encourages bacteria and fungus.
We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk more about some of the common problems that older adults have with their feet and what they can do about it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk discussing foot care. When we left, you talked a little bit about clipping of the nails. How dangerous is that if someone has some type of impairment? Maybe their hands aren't as nimble as they could be, or maybe they can't see. What if they clip their toe? How dangerous is that? Because those little clippers are pretty sharp.
They are sharp. And the ones, particularly if you're using sharper ones to get the thickened nails, can really do some damage. Whenever you clip the skin, you create an opening that can become a port for infection. And if you have diabetes or peripheral vascular disease that impairs the blood flow and circulation, it does not heal as well. And so too often we see wounds that will not heal. And then if they don't heal, they can get infected. If they get infected, they have a chance of getting necrotic and the tissue can die. And that's when you start having to be admitted to the hospital for IV therapy. If you have taken by mouth antibiotics and that hasn't worked, so then you get admitted to the hospital. And yes, in fact, I have seen many people have to have amputations after something has gone wrong. And that's not a good situation.
What about calluses? We've all done it where we've rubbed too long, too hard, and basically made it very sore. What do you recommend for people who have calluses?
So calluses, I think the biggest thing is to recognize that you have them. One big thing, particularly with people that have diabetes or circulation conditions, is to check your feet daily. And you might not be able to see them or see the bottom of them. Enlist the help of a family member, of a friend or a loved one, a caregiver. It's that important. You may not want them to see your feet, but it is important that you are looking for any changes in your feet. So calluses, you don't want them to get too large, because obviously there's been a lot of rubbing to create the callus. And if the rubbing is continuing from ill-fitting shoes, then a sore can form underneath the callus. And I have seen many diabetic ulcers underneath a thick callus. And so the importance is to take down the thickness, not to the point of rubbing it too far. But if you see any discoloration underneath that callus, you should be talking with your doctor. Because if that does become a diabetic ulcer, it needs to be generally unroofed or the callus taken off, and the non-viable skin taken away so the good healthy tissue can repair.
What do you recommend someone use? I've seen those callus removers, but they're actually metal with little sharp edges, and that just feels dangerous to me. I wouldn't use them.
Mm-hmm. That can be very dangerous, particularly with the older population whose skin has thinned. Truly, your skin does become thinner. And the other thing too is the fat pads on your feet, actually what we call atrophy, but you lose the fat pads on the bottoms of your feet. So you don't have as much protection. So I advocate for a coarse emery board. Even the smaller areas, I would even advocate for a regular smaller fingernail emery board. So you're not creating a sore area on good skin. You only want to hit the thickened, calloused skin.
Well, that's a good point, because people could do a much larger area. Do you recommend they do a little bit every day or do a larger session maybe once a week?
Yep. A little bit every day if you have a problem area is not a bad thing. But like anything, moderation. You don't want to overdo. Just making the decision to routinely care for your feet is a huge step in the right direction, and your feet will thank you for it.
How common are cracked heels?
Cracked heels, particularly in the winter, are pretty common. And particularly if you're on your feet a lot for your work. And it's very important that you use a cream with urea in it, or I know I do sometimes recommend even bag balm, you know, at night, say 12 hours on, 12 hours off type of thing. At night, if you're willing to wear socks to bed, put some bag balm on your heels, put some old socks on, and in the morning, wash your feet well, dry them well, and put some regular moisturizer like a Gold Bond or a Curel or CeraVe, something like that, a good common moisturizing lotion.
So seniors typically don't shower every day, but do you mm-hmm. recommend they wash their feet every day and then start with fresh moisturizer? I can't imagine layering moisturizer morning and night without cleaning the feet first. Yes.
I think it's important for seniors to know that I actually recommend that they don't shower every day because it does dry out their skin. I do recommend that they wash their feet every day, make sure they're dry in between the toes and all over, and then put a good basic moisturizer on their feet, and that will hold in the moisture from the bathing. Now, a lot of folks think that it's important for them to soak their feet. I say, don't soak your feet. It adds to the dryness when you soak your feet. And it's fine if once in a while it's soothing and your feet hurt and you want to soothe your feet, but make sure you're moisturizing your feet and lower legs. But I do not recommend soaking your feet, and we don't soak people's feet before we trim the toenails.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will talk more about foot care. So stay with us. We'll be right back right after this. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk discussing foot care. Heather, give me your information if someone wants to reach out to you and contract you for services. How do they reach you?
Sure. Our number is 207-991-0141. And we have a full-time scheduler. Her name is Rhonda, and she's excellent. People can check out our website at www.fundamentalfootcare.com or check out our website.
The website's comprehensive, I will say. I did a little research looking at your website. It's very well done. Again, the number 991-0141, 991-0141. Before we move on, I just want to know the difference between a corn and a callus.
Sure. Basically, they're both the result of rubbing, okay? The corn is a more localized area where there's more pressure. And so what happens is a kind of like a calcified rock.
Form. They can be really hard.
Yeah, it's like walking on Legos, I think, from what people have said. Very painful. Nobody wants to walk on Legos. And so some people may think that it's just like a little round core. But quite honestly, I've done corns that are more linear. And so depending on how the pressure is landing, when your foot is rubbing, that will determine the shape of the corn.
And can you just take that off with an emery board the way you would a callus, but gently? Don't go after it with something
actually,
sharp, right?
a corn goes deeper, and it's kind of like, I would say like an iceberg, because you may see something on the surface, but you don't know quite how much is underneath. So I utilize an electric file with a specialized podiatry bit, and I file it down, and generally there's no painfulness, and we go slow and easy, and comfort is really our priority in our care.
If you're seeing someone with calluses and corns, do you look to the shoes and recommend maybe they go and have some their shoes fitted more suited to their feet?
Absolutely. We do take a look at the shoes. A lot of people will wear the same size they've always worn because that's what they wear. When in fact, as we age and the fat pads go away and our bones shift, and hey, we've got a lot of miles on our feet, right? A person's foot, when they grow older, can increase in size by 2 sizes. So I really recommend annually being fitted properly to make sure you're wearing the right size shoes and making sure that you are getting the right support.
You recommend tie-up shoes and not the slip-ons?
I do. Or if you insist on slip-ons, make sure they have a back.
Oh, not the clogs.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably not going to make any friends, but just from a safety standpoint and sure. and having a good straight gait when you're walking and maintaining good mobility, yeah, that's what I recommend.
We're almost out of time, but I want to get to this question. What can someone do if they have swelling in their feet and legs? And when does it become a problem?
Sure. Swelling can indicate numerous things in your health. That's why it's important that you watch if you are having a new onset of swelling, making sure that you're putting your feet up when you are sitting down as much as you can. And also, I know it's counterintuitive, but make sure you're drinking enough water as long as you don't have a restriction in your diet to fluids. Make sure you're drinking water and flushing your system out.
Because if you don't, that does just, your body will hang on to what little water it has, correct?
Sure. Yep.
Sure. Heather Fogg, you are a wealth of information. I am so grateful that
you came on
to talk about this today. Her business is Fundamental Foot Care. The number is 991-0141. She's coming to an area near you. She's opening a lot of areas across the state. That's it for me. This is Senior Talk. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Carol.